This week in the Civil War, in the early days of August 1863, Union forces continued preparations for an attack against Charleston, South Carolina, and its stubborn Confederate defenses. On Morris Island, near Charleston Harbor, Federal troops worked around the clock, constructing approaches to Fortress Wagner. Union soldiers even labored at night, utilizing calcium lights for illumination, while the Confederates also strengthened their defenses at both Fort Sumter and Fortress Wagner. President Jefferson Davis wrote to assure South Carolina Governor M.L. Bonham that he would do whatever he could to provide for the safety and relief of Charleston so that the city will never be polluted by the footsteps of the lustful, relentless, inhuman foe. Given that the war had started at Charleston, both sides recognized the real and psychological impact of controlling that important southern city. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department at Shriner University.